Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it.
My guest today is Gaudenzio Meneghesio, IEDM 2024 Publicity Co-Chair and Head of Department of Information Engineering at the University of Padua. Welcome to the podcast, Gaudenzio.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here, and thanks for calling me.
As a member of the IEDM organizing committee, what are the challenges and most noteworthy technical trends that you see reflected in the program this year?
Well, I see several grand challenges, but I would focus on four of them. One of the most relevant grand challenges in electron device technology is, as well known, the device scaling. Considering that one atom has a dimension of about 0.5 nanometer, and today we are talking about 2 nanometer technology and below, it is easy to imagine how difficult this challenge is. So along one transistor, we are having few atoms. So this challenge is largely reflected into the IDM program, but some paper, in particular one from TSMC and Intel researcher, which unveiled the world's most relevant technology scaling, which allow increases of speed, gain, and chip density, and at the same time, reduction of the circuit power dissipation. The second grand challenge I would mention is related to the well-known memories. At the IDM participant, we realized that today the gate all around the technology, which was just a dream 10, 15 years ago, is nowadays largely implemented together with an innovative integration scheme, leading to extremely high density and high speed performance. So multiple layers of supplemental memories and logic above the front-end silicon CMOS logic are now proven to pave the way for implementing the in-memory computing approach, where data are processed within or closer to the memory, reaching the performance and energy efficiency necessary to satisfy the huge computing request by artificial intelligence models, which today contain up to trillion of parameters. Fourth grand challenge is the chip packaging, which represent today very big important issues. To my personal view, sometimes it is really the bottleneck for multi-chip integration. So the focus session on leading semiconductor products and advanced packaging will delve into the cutting-edge advancement, showing the possible future of semiconductor design and packaging. It will explore topics ranging from co-optimization, GPU and artificial intelligence chips, heterogeneous computing platform, and so on and so forth. And finally, in my personal vision, a fourth grand challenge in electron device technology today is related to the increasing efficiency in power electronics, which is critical in a society where electrification is penetrating every single aspect of our lives. You know, from smartphone to our electric car, domestic and industrial electronic application. We need to remember that not only we need to produce electricity in a sustainable way, but we must also use efficiently it to limit the energy losses to a negligible fraction. Today, new semiconductor device based on wide bandgap semiconductors like gallium nitride, silicon carbide, gallium oxide may overcome the physical limit of the silicon technology and bring us towards an almost zero power conversion losses regime. That means we will not dissipate or will not disperse any single element of energy. Those, for me, are the four most important grand challenges that will be discussed at IDM this year.
Yeah, great. We will be covering the TSMC and Intel papers. Those look excellent. So how is AI helping or impacting the evolution of semiconductor technology? So AI is the big topic in semiconductors now. How is that changing us?
You know, AI, you are correct. It is a very big top topics discussed today. Let me also say that Artificial intelligence was developed many years ago. When I was still a PhD student, 25 to 30 years ago, there were neural networks, which were another way to call what today we call artificial intelligence. Anyhow, today researchers are working hard to develop technology that allow artificial intelligence algorithms to analyze a trillion of data points and provide information that can predict or indicate the best way to reach target in several areas like medical, business, marketing, and so on. Considering the great impact that artificial intelligence may have, I see two ways in which artificial intelligence can drive the evolution of semiconductor technology. One is indirect, and this is what we are observing today, in the sense that the great need of computation pushes a lot of the semiconductor industry to develop logic architecture more and more performant, as I mentioned before. So since we need a big computation capability, then we push for having a specific technology to support it. And the example of the GPU, the graphical interface, okay, computer graphical interface, which was used in the past for the graphic application like gaming and so on. And we understood that they are fundamental for the artificial intelligence algorithms. Now that kind of technology has been pushed to its limits. So let's say the great demand of computation capability is pushing. So in this way, this is indirect. It's not just because there is a technology dedicated to AI. But there is also another way that AI can support technology evolution. Because, you know, as we use artificial intelligence for elaborating data, for making prediction in the different area, then AI itself can support engineers to develop device architecture and circuit topology that can reach unprecedented results with respect to performance and efficiencies. And this will be reported to IDM because we have a focus session on AI memory, artificial intelligence memory, technology and architecture that has been developed so far. The session will explore the latest innovation at the intersection of memory technology and artificial intelligence, and will provide a comprehensive overview of the cutting-edge technologies driving the future of memory-centric computing. So let's say that it will push a lot and it will help a lot the microelectronic semiconductor technology. So this is my view.
Great. So with regards to memories, which are the most promising novel devices to be presented this year at IEDM, from what I see, which emerging memory technologies are seeing the greatest research interest?
Okay, as an electronic system became more sophisticated, the industry is searching for a non-volatile memory with fast access time, high endurance, and good data retention. So the DRAM is today the workhorse memory of electronic system. But patterning the extremely small feature of conventional silicon 6-transistor DRAM technology and suppressing what we call in our field the raw hammer electrical interference from nearby cells and the other major challenger, there is you can overcome these difficulties. And there are papers that will deal with innovative, let's say, architecture and approach. For instance, there is a Kioxia-led team which will describe a new type of 4-transistor DRAM design made with different materials. So today we have a gate stack made with ferroelectric materials, and these are in a very promising research area. There is also the indium gallium zinc oxide and hafnium zirconate. Sorry for these difficult names, but these are material which are being intensively studied due to its compatibility with the CMOS processing and its suitability for scaling. So this will be presented either by this Kioxia and by National Taiwan University. And this innovative material, together with innovative technology and architecture, will allow to get extremely high performance and robust technology. And this indium gallium zinc oxide material has been implemented in vertical transistor and the new integration scheme, and their reliability and robustness has been largely investigated, and this will be reported at this IDM by a paper presented by researchers from IMEC in Belgium. So I believe this will be extremely, what I think will be a most promising novel devices, these new materials, which are not new in the field, because I remember this kind of material already presented in the past. But today we see this material coming from the guess or the idea or the dream towards reality. And we see now memory, device, circuits working properly with a good reliability. And I believe this is a big step forward.
Oh, I agree, absolutely. So what does the IEDM program tell us about emerging power electronic devices and power integration for a sustainable society?
Well, also in this field, Intel is present, and Intel will present the adoption of advanced engineered substrate that can lead to better performance in both RF and radio frequencies, and power electronics application by reducing signal losses, achieving a better signal linearity in analog amplifier, and enable advancing integration schemes. So Intel research will report on an industry's first high-performance scaled E-mode gallium nitride MOSFET transistor, fabricated on a 300 millimeter gallium nitride on silicon substrates. We see two different important applications. One is the radio frequency application, which is fundamental for the 6G communication that we are all speaking about. And the other application is a power application for power switching, for efficient power switching. So coming to this second aspect, concerning the power efficient aspect in power electronics, this is extremely important in automotive, smart grid, renewable energy application, but the higher voltage devices can significantly reduce the device count. So let's say that if I have a device that can sustain 1,000 volt in one single device, I don't need to serialize three or four of them to make a specific circuit. So this will help to simplify the circuit, reduce the system size, improve the system reliability, and finally improve also the system efficiency. And for this specific aspect, a focus session on emerging power electronic devices and integration for a sustainable society has been implemented at IDM this year. And it will highlight advancement and future trends in semiconductor technologies like the gallium nitride and the silicon carbide, which are crucial for sustainable power electronics. Finally, let me say that today's commercial high voltage devices are dominated by silicon-based IGBTs and silicon carbide-based MOSFETs. But the device made from other material, innovative material that we call ultra-wide bandgap materials, which are material which have a specific capability of sustain a very high voltage in a very small dimension, which in terms allow me to make a very small devices for sustaining very large voltages, where today we need several devices in series to sustain a very high voltages. Now, with a single device is capable to sustain 1200 volt devices, are very promising. And then today we have a material like gallium oxide, aluminum nitride, diamond, which are now extensively studied for high voltage and harsh environment application. And on this field, there is a Virginia Tech lead team which will describe how they built a lateral gallium oxide junction gate field effect transistor capable of sustaining thousands of volts, and which again paved the way for applying this kind of material and device architecture for power electronics, in the way that we will be able to develop circuit and system which have very high efficiency, robustness, and let's say dimension which can be really sustained. Let me see that. I don't know if people realize that today when we have a data center building, which is kind of a skyscraper, maybe 5 to 10 level of a big building full of the computers, which bring information, storage data, and make elaboration, are consuming huge amount of energy. And most of the energy is also used to cool down the systems. So we not only consume a lot of power, but we also use a lot of power to cool down the system. If we can have a system which is very efficient, we may do a system which use much less power, and then we need much less power to cool down the system. So it is a twice winning approach to have energy saving. And I believe that in the future, we will really need a lot of this system, because again, the artificial intelligence algorithms will require the huge amount of computing, and we need really to slow down the energy consumption for each bit of processing in our computer.
Yeah, I agree completely. Those data centers run hot.
Yes.
So just to summarize, what are some of the most important innovations to be presented this year at IEDM?
Well, during my previous discussion, I already told you about, the scaling down, I would say, so going down with dimension. I mentioned about the memories. I mentioned about the power semiconductor devices. But beyond this, I believe there are other very important aspects that need to be, highlighted and will be presented this year at IDM. One is indeed the nanosheet-based transistor and the three-dimensional complementary field effect transistor, which are built from nanosheet. So this will be presented. And this kind of new technology where we really move to the nanosheet is going, to go from a 3D to 2D to 1D. So we are really going down in all the dimension. And the nanosheet-based transistor is kind of a very tiny layer of a few atoms thickness of this material. And this kind of approach, they can help to continuing the more slow scaling, as existing FinFET architecture are reaching their performance limit, also the physical limit. And I would say that Intel and TSMC are really looking with a lot of attention to this new technology, nanosheet-based transistor. Another very important aspect that we will be seeing at the IDM is the advancement in high-density aligned carbon nanotubes. Again, carbon nanotubes, I still remember from since many years, has been a very interesting architecture and material to develop extremely high efficient devices and circuit. Nowadays, we see a step forward because then we see this carbon nanotube integrated in 2D material system. We see the adoption of amorphous oxide semiconductor, which also offer the potential to continue the evolution of the Moore's law. So nanosheet-based transistor and carbon nanotube. And I would also point to other two aspects. One is the emerging neural interface technology for human interfacing. And this is a focus session that has been inserted into the IDM program this year. This session will emphasize the rapid progress taking place in neural interface technologies. and their potential to revolutionize human interfaces for both medical and technology application. And these neural interfaces is becoming today more and more important because trying to understanding how our brain works and how we can help people with difficulties on how we can try to learn in how our brain works will be fundamental for developing a new system and new technology. And I would close with other two important innovations that will be reported this year at IDM. We will see a team from the Seoul National University will discuss a smart multimodal devices that they integrates to make a kind of a multi-level sensor. In this case, gas, barometric pressure, and temperature sensing with energy efficient in-memory computing based processing on a single compact chip. So here we have be able to develop a full multi-level sensor with a lot of processing and computing capability embedded on it. And also researchers from Sony will also report a very interesting new approach for, let's say, an images sensor, which based on the RGB approach, they are able to do in the single chip a very nice reconstruction of imaging with color in a single chip. And this stacked RGB pixel into a near infrared indirect time of flight silicon pixel looks extremely promising for really merging together not only the color of an image, but also the dimension. So you see really the three dimension of your subject with the different color in a very incredible reality situation. So this, I believe, will be very important.
Great. Final question. How does IEDM contribute to semiconductor technology development and innovation?
Well, this is also a very important question, and I believe that IDM, first of all, is at the center of semiconductor technology development and innovation. I still remember when I was young, IDM was my reference conference. If you want to know what is the best developed or discovered in the world about the technology, you have to really go there. And in this forum, a researcher in the field can share and discuss the most recent innovation. And you can take inspiration to new ideas and concepts. So anyone working on the semiconductor technology field should not miss this conference. I would also mention another great focus session that has been designed for IDM this year. It is named Semiconductor Technologies, Biggest and Best Innovation, Past to Future. So also this year, people which will come to IDM and will follow this session, they have the chance to take a comprehensive journey through the groundbreaking advancement in the semiconductor technology presented at IDM in the past. And the session features a range of topics from transistor scaling innovation to logic technology device breakthroughs. And the speaker will explore the past and the future for the NAND flash innovation memories with insight, and they will delve into the DRAM optimization strategy for the sub 10 nanometer technology, as well as the evolution and achievement in image sensor technology. So this session promises to offer a valuable perspective on both historical milestone and future direction in semiconductor technology. So let's say that having a great number of people sharing together some local space and discussing about ideas, proposal, topic that has been developed and discovered from some part, and this interaction between people will help a lot to have a new idea, new possibility to develop even further the technology. So I believe that IDM is the arena where most of the technology development happened, and that put together the different development done in the world together in a single forum. So I believe IDM largely contributes to the semiconductor technology development and innovation.
I agree completely. I've been attending IDM for the last, say, 20 years, but this year is the 70th IEDM, and it's going to be held on December 7th through the 11th in San Francisco. And I look forward to meeting you.
And it will be my pleasure to meet you and to have a further discussion and to share our experience of this year IDM. Thank you very much, Daniel.
Thank you for your time, and I'll see you then.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.